What's up, everybody? It's David Kesey, head coach and founder of The League, and welcome to Find a Way Daily. Today's topic is, are you tracking or are you guessing? Sit back, relax, and enjoy today's episode of Find a Way Daily.
We can be all that much better.
Do you know somebody who has a lot of talent, but doesn't do anything with it?
This ability to influence, make that happen.
What is possible for you is endless. What is stopping you is just an illusion.
Okay, so I am, anybody who knows me knows that I'm pretty darn consistent in my exercising and working out. I tend to be up in the morning. First thing I do is I'm working out, and I'm even known to work out in the evening sometimes. And that habit kind of got developed from, you know, being an athlete my entire life. There was a different motive. I got up every single day working out with the intention to get stronger, faster, more powerful, to compete against other athletes that were in my field. And that was a really strong motivator for a long time. And what I learned at an early age is probably first or second year when I was playing professional baseball. I walked into the locker room at the end of the year. We have our end of the year meetings, and the coach sat me down and said, David, do you want to play next year? And I was like, yeah, I do. And he's like, well, you need to come back as Dave, because right now you're David. Meaning, you know, I had like a little kid's body. I didn't have a lot of muscle. I wasn't low percentage body fat. I was just your average dude, right? Like, I just had really good skills, and that's how I got there. And he said, if you want to continue to play at this level, you have to improve your speed, your power, your muscular definition. All that stuff needs to be in place. And so I didn't know anything about this. I had just always been very active and, you know, ran and lifted weights and did that thing. But I never really took it seriously until that conversation. And, you know, I started to work out with a different mentality. I started to track and measure everything. I started to count calories. I started to count protein, grams of protein I was taking. I started to count how many minutes of cardio I was doing. I started to calculate how fast is my 40-yard dash. I started to calculate how much weight do I lift for how many reps on a squat? How many reps do I lift on a bench press? And you know what happened? Craziest thing, I got amazing results. Now, I had been working out generally in my whole entire life. I was very active. I ran a lot. I lifted weights. I did everything, you know, matter of fact, I was doing the same exact exercises. There was one difference. I tracked and measured. It's so interesting. I have an app, and if you haven't gotten this app before, it's a great app if you're trying to lose weight or get fit or count your calories or anything like that. It's called MyFitnessPal. Love that app. And no, I don't get paid for recommending those. I just have it on my phone and I like it. Anyway, the whole gist is this. In your business, if you want something to improve, start tracking and measuring it. Start geeking it out on the numbers. Now, here's the thing. If you're listening to this podcast, you might be saying to yourself, you know, David, I'm not the analytical type. And neither am I, right? You can tell by listening to this podcast, but, you know, I'm very much expressive and driver. That's my mode. I'm not very analytical. I don't like crunching numbers. I don't like spreadsheets. But you know what I realized? I realized that business and marketing is just math. It's just numbers. You losing weight and getting fit, it's just numbers. You getting stronger, it's just numbers. And what you track and measure improves. That's why coaching is so powerful, because you have something to track and measure and report back to somebody. It creates an integrity level. And you know what else it does? It creates focus. And there's something to strive for. There's something to beat. Now, I want to give you like a little history, right? So there was that story for me. But also, since that whole summer that I had, I've also had times where I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get ripped. I'm gonna get like really in shape. I'm gonna lower my body fat down to like 7%. And I'm gonna look good. I'm gonna look like a model. That's what I'm gonna do. And I'll start to do it, and I'm not getting anywhere. I'm not getting anywhere. You can tell in the mirror, like, I'm the same. I've been working my tail off for 30 days. Nothing changed. And then I remember, oh yeah, I should probably track and measure. And you know what I realized? I eat way more calories than I thought I did. I work out way less than I thought I did. Because the numbers are the reality. Everything else is a guess. And if you want to improve in your business, if you want to improve in your health, if you want to even, you can even use this in your relationship. If you want to improve, there must be metrics that you are measuring. There must be key performance indicators or KPIs, things that move the needle, and then you improve those KPIs. If you aren't tracking and measuring, you are guessing. And most people don't track and measure, which is why they never really grow to another level in their life. They stay at the same level that they're at their entire life. And so this may be a short podcast today, but I just want to have this be an awareness for you that, are you tracking and measuring? Is there something that you want to improve on that you're not tracking and measuring? Are you scared to track and measure? Right? I've had coaching clients, I don't want to track and measure this. Why not? Because I'm scared of what the numbers will say. That's because the numbers are the reality. Otherwise, we're just guessing. So where is it in your life that you want to improve? Is it your business? Is it your health? Is it your finances, right? Tracking finances is pretty easy to count, and it's definitely the reality. So I want to invite you, this is my challenge to you, to wherever you've been trying to improve, put some number tracking around it, start tracking your numbers, start tracking the improvement, start to get a little bit analytical and scientific around growing that, and it's going to do a couple things. Number one, whatever you track, your focus is going to go there. And what you focus on, you start to become obsessed with that. And when you become obsessed with that, it naturally gets better. And two, this is something else I didn't mention, is that progress makes you motivated, right? If you keep working and you're not moving forward, it's very demotivating. It takes away the consistency. So if you want to stay consistent, you want to start getting some improvement, where in your life do you need to start tracking and measuring, okay? So that's all I've got for you today on Find a Way Daily. If you think somebody could use this, if they need a little reminder to track their own numbers, or maybe if you have an accountability partner that you want to get on board with and say, you know what, I want to start doing that, let's do that together, maybe share this podcast with them. I would really appreciate it. I'm grateful for you taking the time to listen to this. If you haven't come by and said hi on Facebook or Instagram, come do that. Otherwise, until next time, go out there every single day of your life and your business and find a way to win.